Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In our gospel reading for today, we hear these words. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Why? Why this great evil? Why this suffering? Why did God allow this to happen? Well, our text today doesn't ask that question, nor does it answer that question. We hear it reported that this happened, that Herod committed this great evil. And perhaps we should ask a different question. Perhaps we should ask a different question about this historical event, a question to which we do have an answer. Why would the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, come down from heaven and become a man and live and walk among people like Herod, who would do such terrible things? And then why would he die on a cross for people like Herod? Why would God do all of this for sinners who do such terrible things like Herod did and like other people, other tyrants, have done throughout history? And other human beings that you read about and watch in the news do again and again. Why would the Son of God come down to earth for sinners like that? Because we have the same sinful nature that Herod had. We have a sinful nature just like Herod had at his birth. We too are sinners who deserve not love and forgiveness, not God's presence among us, but rather we deserve his wrath and punishment. After all, Herod didn't commit the only evil that has ever been committed. Such evils have continued. Hitler and Stalin killed far more. Planned Parenthood has killed far more babies under the age of 2. We do not deserve God's love. We don't deserve that Jesus would come and take on human flesh for us. We don't deserve God the Son coming to suffer in our place on the cross to pay for all of our sins. It's not fair for him to come among us and live among us and suffer all of the evils and the sins and the terrible things that even we did to him. We don't deserve that he should come and suffer rejection from his own people, from people whom he created, from people whom he showed his love. We don't deserve that he should be tempted for us, that he should hunger and thirst like one of us, that he should have to escape to Egypt because a man like Herod was afraid of losing his throne. We don't deserve that Christ should be nailed to the cross for us. We don't deserve that he should have to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" and in that suffer hell for us on the cross. We don't deserve that Jesus should be the perfect, obedient Son, the sinless Son of God, in our place. Why? That's really the question. Why would God do all of that when we see such evils, the evil that we see here recounted in our gospel reading, and the evils that we can just see when we look back at history, and we can see when we look on the news every day? That's the real question. The real question is not why do evil, sinful people do evil, sinful things. We should see that that's going to happen. But we should ask, why does a good and loving God suffer evil from these evil people to bring good to evil people, to bring us forgiveness, life, and salvation? Why does a good God do all of that? He does all of that out of love. Why should this same Jesus keep offering his word and his sacrament in cultures that despise him and murder babies. It's love. Why should this same Jesus keep offering forgiveness to people who have sinned and who sin again and again in different ways? Love. And what is love? 1 John tells us this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This evil that Herod committed accentuates the love of God in Christ Jesus. Love for us sinners. When you see evil in the world, evils like this described in our gospel reading, come to Jesus. Call on His name. Come to church where this same Jesus comes to give you His body and blood that paid for your sins. Here He says that you're His, that He died for you, that He loves you so much that He would give up His life for you. When you are burdened by your own sin and guilt and you're reminded of it, of the devil, come here and hear the absolution spoken in the stead and by the command of Jesus. In other words, Jesus' words to you are being spoken by a messenger who speaks in His place and at His command. And when you hear those words, "I forgive you," hear God saying, "I love you. I have given my Son into death for you to make you my child." Here in this place, you hear and receive and taste the love of God for you. This is what we need in a world of evil and in a world where we all, like Herod, are born with a sinful nature. We need to know of, in the face of those evils, we need to know of and hear of the love of God in and only in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Herod here is a very sad case. Herod was a man who was known for his fear of losing his throne. He, in fact, killed 3 of his sons because he feared that they were plotting against him to take away his throne. One of those sons, even only a few days before he himself died. Herod came to live in fear that this throne that he had, the rule that he had there, was going to be taken away. This thing of this world that was going to be taken away anyway when he died, because he was a mortal man like the rest of us. Because he was a sinner like the rest of us, he was going to suffer from the curse of sin. And he was going to die, and he was going to lose his throne anyway. But he lived in fear that it was going to be taken away by someone. And so, when he heard that there was someone born King of the Jews, a title which he himself had been given by the Romans, when he heard that someone else had been born King of the Jews from the Magi, he reacts in fear. And he reasons rightly that this could be the Messiah. And it was. This could be the Christ promised in Scripture. He believed enough of God's promises to believe that God could bring the Messiah and fulfill His promises. But instead of seeing the sin and the world and whatever plots may have been real that were plotted against him, instead of seeing all of that sin and running to God for His love and forgiveness and life, coming in the Messiah, he instead responds in fear and thinks in an insane way that he could stop God. He could stop God from bringing the Messiah to be the Savior of the world. Did he really think that the one who could fulfill his promises and arrange world history to bring the Messiah was going to be stopped by Herod's plans? That he was going to be outsmarted by a mere mortal man? And Herod commits this great evil in fear and a desire to hold on to what he had been given, rather than going with the wise men to Bethlehem to worship the baby Jesus, to worship the Son of God, And in all of his fears and anxieties and worries, coming for forgiveness, life and salvation. And coming to one who was going to die on a cross to bring people like Herod, sinners, into a kingdom that would never end. To live under this gracious and loving king forever. A king who was not plotting against him. A king who was not afraid that his kingdom would be taken away. But a king who had come to love and forgive and give new life. This is what Herod could have had. But instead he lives in fear and in love of the things of this world to hold on to them. When we in this world see that things are being taken away, when we fear that they are going away, whether it be our health or our money or our possessions or our family or our life, whatever it is that we see being lost or taken away or decaying, we come to the one who is the King of all, who comes in love, who comes in spite of our sins, who came at Christmas to give us forgiveness and life. And instead of living in fear and responding and lashing out at others, at those around us like Herod did, we need to come to our Lord for his forgiveness and life. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.